So this song, you know, in Americana or you know, folk music, whatever we're calling it these days, there's a thing that's, you know, a good old-fashioned murder ballad. And I wanted to write one, but then it kind of took an interesting turn, and so I ended up writing this other weird little song about death and heartbreak. So
that song will fit right in on our program.
Perfect. So if you guys are into death... So this song is called Crosby County.
There was a time when I thought it was mine for the taking. Here I lay now in a hole in the ground where you hid me when my heart was aching. You showered me first with the best of your words, bathed in adoration gladly. Wasn't too long until every love song began to echo so sadly. You pulled the trigger, you tied the noose. It was you who poisoned my veins. You thrust the knife that ended my life. I will haunt you the rest of your days. One day in December, we swore we'd remember. We promised all others forsaken. I guess you forgot when you untied the knot and another lover you have taken. You pulled the trigger, you tied the noose. It was you who poisoned my veins. Thrust the knife that ended my life. I will haunt you the rest of your days. So I stood on the bridge where we shared our first kiss, stared calmly into the deep, climbed over the railing as I was exhaling. I knew even God couldn't save me. You pulled the trigger, you tied the noose. It was you who poisoned my veins. You thrust the knife in my life. I will haunt you the rest of your days. I will haunt you the rest of your days. I will haunt you.
Bear with us while we move the mics around. I swear, it's kind of octopus in here. That was beautiful. And you know, murder ballads are one of our favorite things here on the High Plains.
Oh, good. I mean, mine too. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, hold on. Let me adjust. We're adjusting. All right, that was Maggie Burt live on High Plains Morning. We are here together talking about the Bad Magic Music Festival happening in Amarillo in Sam Houston Park this weekend, 12 to noon. No, 12 is new. 12 to 9.
Right.
You guys, when it gets close to the end of the show, I start getting really hungry and all the nutrients have left me. Now, Maggie, how long have you been playing music?
Oh, gosh. Always.
You came out of the womb.
I was one of those kids. I think I was like 3 years old and my mom was like, check it. This is middle C. Like, get with the program. Really always. I grew up singing and playing the piano. And then I guess it's been about 8 or 9 years ago now, I noticed that guitars are a lot easier to carry around than keyboards. So I picked up a guitar, and that kind of led to a whole, you know, sort of different realm of songwriting for me. So, yeah, really always it's in my blood.
So, music. Have you played with other local bands? Are you from Amarillo?
I am.
You
yeah.
are. Okay. Have you played with here. Other bands around here and now you're kind of doing your own thing?
I have. Yeah. The first band I was ever in, was with, a guy, Brandon Todd, who some of you guys have probably heard of. He's in a couple of bands currently, the Shandy Bandits and, also a band called Radon. And I actually just saw him playing, at like a bar. And I walked up to him and I was like, I'm going to be in your band. And I don't.
That's bold.
Yeah, I don't know if that normally works for people, but it worked for me when I was about 21. So that was the first band I was ever in. And then I moved to Austin for several years. And that's when I kind of started doing the songwriter thing. And then I played with a band called Turbine Toolshed for several years. And then I decided it was time to just do me. So here we are.
Don't forget about Jack and Ginger.
Oh, yes. I almost did forget about Jack and Ginger. We did have a little girl group a couple years ago called Jack and Ginger with Lindsay Blackwell, who's up in Nashville now, and Rachel Cunningham, who also plays with the Shandy Bandits and Radon. So.
That's great. You guys are such a tight-knit little group here.
This
is fantastic.
I love the music scene in this town. I really do. And that I think that's part of the thing that's really great about Bad Magic is that we all really are friends. Mm-hmm. And we're all so busy kind of playing our own shows or whatever that
but then also,
it's so nice to all be in the same place for a day, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to spoil it, but I know you guys have a surprise for kind
we
of
do.
Amarillo music fans. I'm not going to spoil it. But,
okay, yeah. We do have a little surprise that, the true Amarillo music scene fans will definitely appreciate. So
I don't know there's a lot of history I think in the Amarillo music scene. Just in the 5 years I've been here, I've met so many great musicians and seen so many great bands kind of pop up and then maybe fade away. But what's always really interesting is that the names of the bands might change, but the heart and soul of the entire community is always going to be there. And you see the musicians and you can track them going from one project to the next. Mm-hmm. And it's always really cool to see.
True.
And improve. They're always improving, too.
That's fantastic. I love that you guys, you know, really are, you know, banded together. That makes more sense. Banded together to create, you know, kind of a young, like you said, it's a little bit of blues. You've got some rock in there. You've got some singer-songwriter. You've got some traditional folk. It sounds like, you know, it's going to be a really nice cross-section for people who haven't attended a festival like this. Tell us about last year's festival as far as turnout went and any kind of tips, people that want to try to head out to the festival this weekend that might be helpful.
Yeah, well, last year we estimate we had somewhere between 500 and 800 people, but Sam Houston Park is quite big, and it was interesting. Like early on in the day, everyone was hanging out by the trees and kind of walking their dogs and playing frisbee. And then I remember this one moment when Mount Ivy was playing. They were our headliner last year, and everyone just ran right up to the stage, and there were probably 100 people in front of the stage at Sam Houston Park, just dancing and enjoying themselves. We had, you know, eight-year-olds on their father's shoulders and dogs running around, and everyone was just having a great time. And I think this year is going to be just the same, if not better. We have so many great bands, and I would say bring sunscreen. That was my one lesson from last year.
Bring sunscreen.
Yeah, and there are vendors, too. There's food and then also just like some local kind of artisan, you know, people. So, you know, bring a few bucks in cash if that's something that interests you. And I know several of the bands are going to have some like T-shirts and CDs and koozies and things like that. Mm-hmm. So
if you have a gluten intolerance and an allium allergy, you could also picnic. So blankets,
yes,
you could bring.
Absolutely,
you know.
And it is BYOB, just no glass in the park. So yeah, bring your coolers, bring your picnics, blankets, tents, chairs. Yeah. Kids, grandparents.
Excellent. Now, we'll go ahead and put all of this information up on our website on the hppr.org, and we'll have links to the Facebook page if you wanted to check out more. We've got maybe 4 minutes left. Do you think we have time for another song?
I bet we could squeeze one in, yeah.
All right. Any final words, Scott?
Just come out and say hi. All of us are going to be there on Saturday, like I said, noon to nine, and say hello. I'll be the one in the tie-dye shirt. So if you want to talk about music or whatever, you know, we'll all be there.
And he'll have a lot of sunscreen to loan out.
Yes.
All right, here's Maggie Burt live in the High Plains Morning Studio. She's going to take us out. Bad Magic Music Festival is this weekend in Amarillo. This is worth the drive. Come on down. Noon to 9, picnic, party. The weather looks incredible. Thanks so much for all of you for coming in and for putting this fantastic festival together.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
My mama told me to find a good man, take care of him all of my life, but I never felt right till they turned down the light and put a guitar in my hand. So I sang about loving and leaving and lies, promising never to part. And in one dusty bar room on one windy night, a song took your place in my heart. So don't bring me roses, don't bring me diamonds. We both know I can't stay. I got nothing to give you, and love ain't enough when I'm singing all night and driving all day. Here we are at dawn again, but I'll be Austin by sunset. So I'll call you up when I'm passing through. I'll see you at closing time. For a moment I'll wonder what it would be like to stand next to you wearing white. Don't bring me roses, don't bring me diamonds. We both know I can't stay. I got nothing to give you, and love ain't enough when I'm singing all night and driving all day. Don't bring me roses, don't bring me diamonds. We both know I can't stay. I got nothing to give you, and love ain't enough when I'm singing all night and driving all day. I got nothing to give you, and love ain't enough when I'm singing all night, driving all night.